And we are back. Welcome, guys, to episode one of the Weekend Hangover. It's Monday, so you know what that means. Let's get into it. So our first topic, obviously, we'll start off in sports. Ohio State, Alabama, it has been announced they have a home-and-home series in 2027 and 2028. What are your guys' thoughts on this, and what do you think the results will be?
For me, I think, you know, it's always fun to have a weekend in like September 10 years from now or 8 years from now. I already have something in my plans. It's kind of cool. But I think it's gonna be a good series. I mean, OSU, Bama, two of the blue bloods of college football. I'm not sure what the rosters will look like, obviously, and stuff. But if everything goes according to how it should, you'll have a top 10 matchup. You know, those 2 years, which is kind of cool.
The real question is, will Saban still be coaching Bama?
I think so. I mean, I don't really know his age. I bet he's probably in his 60s by now, but I think he'll be still the coach. Unless there's like scandal that goes on or something.
But, you know, that could happen. What about Ryan? You think Dave will still be coaching?
Yeah, I think he's a good young guy. He'll be, in my opinion, the next great Ohio State coach. Awesome. What do you think?
Yeah, I think based off his first year at OSU, I think, you know, he's there for the long run. But this OSU Bama home and home series, I think, you know, 7 years from now, this is going to be used to really debate whether the Big Ten matches up with the SEC. I think you're taking the best from the Big Ten, the best from the SEC, and you're having them face off head to head. And I think this is going to be used for a while to really either prove that the SEC is what it talks up to be, or whether the Big Ten has taken their spot.
Yeah, and I hope that, I mean, I haven't seen, but other schools in the Big Ten and SEC will hopefully be doing the same thing in years coming to, you know, even, you know, show a better, like, see which conference is better, but we'll see what, you know, that shows for the future.
Yeah, I think OSU also has another one of these series with Georgia. I'm not sure what the years are, but
they also have one with
Oregon. I think it's in 2020 or 2030, excuse me.
I think they have one with Oregon coming up as well.
Yeah, Oregon, Washington.
Is Texas in there?
I think it is.
Texas, and yeah. I think Notre Dame as well. So, Austin, you said you have the best team from the Big Ten, the best team from the SEC. I know that you're a huge Tennessee Volunteers fan. How do you think they'll still apply, or will Tennessee take the top spot in 8 years from now?
Well, you know, I was a Tennessee basketball fan.
Yeah.
Football doesn't really apply. I think they almost lost to Chattanooga this last year. It's pretty embarrassing for them. But, you know, Tennessee, I feel like they're still back in the glory days when they had Peyton Manning. They're just so far out of it.
Feels like 98, right?
Yeah, certainly does.
All right.
Well, wait, hold up.
Wait, cool.
So, actually, I was doing some research a little bit earlier, and Tennessee is one of the top recruiting classes this year for the SEC. I think they're, you know, top five in the SEC, which is pretty solid, and they're top 50 in the nation, which is not bad for their school. So, I don't know, maybe something's happening down south there in Tennessee, in Knoxville.
Who's their coach?
Does
anyone know?
I think they just got a new one.
Yeah, they did get a new coach, Jeremy Pruitt, I believe.
I know who that is.
It was the old Texas A&M coach, I believe.
I believe so.
Oh, that's actually that sounds right.
And he's 13-12 all time. I mean, you know, not bad, obviously.
That's a pretty good record, you know.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not like he. I mean, he's probably what coach them. He's like 2 years, so
not even. I don't think, but. Probably interim somewhere.
I saw, you know, he worked for Alabama as their director of player development, so he has some experience, you know, with Saban. And
does he have Saban's weakness?
That's maybe. Probably how they got such a great recruiting class.
Kind of like Lane Kiffin and FAU. Is that Saban's weakness, or
maybe?
I mean, Lane Kiffin's, is it his daughter, right?
Oh.
Was that something with Saban? I heard?
Yeah, I think so. I think Lane Kiffin. Got lucky with Saban's daughter.
Something like that. Or it's Saban's daughter, not Lane Kiffin's.
Yeah, it's Lane Kiffin. Well, Lane Kiffin's a dog. wherever he goes. He's coaching the NFL. He coached for the Raiders, I think.
He kind of just runs the show, I guess.
He really does.
What a guy.
He must instill, like, a. There must have been an attitude change in the FAU, locker room this year or the past couple of years.
But are you guys sticking with Ohio State as a top dog in the Big Ten, or do we have some, sleeper teams like, Rutgers, Northwestern, any of those guys?
I heard Northwestern got a 5-star quarterback transfer from Clemson, so I don't know. Maybe they'll be the top dogs.
But, hopefully if that culture stays around for the next 7-8 years. But
I think the only school that could really rival us at this point is Penn State, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Michigan's always sneaky, but then they can never finish. So TTUN, you know how it is.
Yeah, I mean, Harbaugh's a fraud.
Yeah, he won't even be there then. He'll be gone in the next couple of years. He'll be gone in 2 years. 2 years, if they don't get to the playoffs, he'll be gone.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good thought.
All right. I think we're all done with this topic here. Let's move on to the next topic. Recent news in the NFL. Cornerback safety, I would say, on the New York Jets, Jamal Adams, recently requested a trade. Kind of came out of nowhere. So if you guys have any ideas for where you think he's going to land, let's hear him.
Austin, do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, I think Jamal Adams is one of the best safeties in the league. New York would be stupid if they wanted to trade him. I think it's also in their plans to keep him for the remaining 2 years he has on his contract. If he does go somewhere, I would say Dallas is a favorite. I know he had an Instagram post or a tweet, something about Texas. So maybe a little subtweet there.
Yeah, it's his hometown, I think.
Well, who wouldn't love to play for their hometown? So, yeah, I would put Dallas as my number one if he does leave the New York Jets.
Kyle?
I was going to say, I think a team that would need Jamal Adams, and it would be the rich getting richer scenario, would be the Kansas City Chiefs. When you think of the Chiefs, they kind of have a good front seven, but you don't have that guy over the top that can really be like a playmaker. At least I can't really remember anyone from the Super Bowl or from that Chiefs team that was overly amazing. Jamal Adams can really do everything that a safety can do, playing coverage, and he's really good in the box as well. I think the Chiefs would be really good with Jamal Adams. So,
do they have the cap space for that though?
The way that the NFL cap, like the NFL works with the cap, you can shed a lot of salary really quickly by turning like a contract into a signing bonus or something like that.
Yeah.
It's the NFL salary cap is kind of like a myth in that sense, where you can really bend someone's contract into helpful, or it's advantageous for your team.
Right.
I think I kind of agree with the Chiefs. It'd be good, little Tyrann Mathieu and Jamal Adams back there. That'd be a solid safeties. But I think Dallas won't do it because they might have to pay off part of his contract, and they're kind of having – they've been having issues with figuring out Dak's contract and things like that. I think besides the Chiefs, there's a couple other teams I could see him going to. I could see him maybe going to the Ravens because they have a pretty solid defense already, and that would even add more talent to them. But I'm not sure. It could be kind of, might not even be worth it, to pay him that money. They might – I don't know if he would even help them get more wins, his win share. I don't know if he would,
Ooh, advanced analytics, would, David.
Yeah, I don't know if his win share would, even help out. It might just cap off and turn over. Like, talked about one of our classes this year, Kyle and I, about the Warriors, and, if they signed LeBron, would it even really help? Yeah, he probably would, but they wouldn't really get that many more wins because they're kind of at a maximum level, and I think that might be with the Ravens too because, they racked up, 14 wins, right, last year? So I don't even know if it would help them too much. It would be a good add. Another team, I think, is the Niners. Obviously, they have one of the best fronts, probably the best front in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it would help them in the, you know, on the secondary. And the last team, I think, that maybe it could help out and kind of sticks with their culture is the Seahawks. Kind of feel like they've always been kind of like a defensive team.
Yeah, get the Legion of Boom back.
Yeah, maybe work well with Pete Carroll, and you know, at least I mean Seattle doesn't have a problem with this, but it would draw more attention to them because you know like Russell Wilson on the offensive end with DK, and then also you know now defensively they would have Jamal Adams, but I don't know. We'll see where he will go, or maybe Jets won't shop him and he'll stay.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to our last topic of sports. This week it came out that Browns legend Josh Gordon applies for reinstatement into the NFL for about the bazillionth time. I had a interesting quote, I think, last year. I think David can attest to this, that he would become a Hall of Famer with the Patriots. Now, yeah. Right now, that's not looking too promising.
Yeah, that was a really stupid statement.
His career isn't over yet, so we aren't going to say if that's smart or not. But Hall of Fame talent, and, you know, if he gets he starts thinking, you know, at least somewhat smart, he should be a very good NFL player, even, you know, and when he's going into, like, his age 28 season. I don't know.
29,
actually.
29?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a tough situation. I mean, I would say what he has 5 more years left in the league, if that.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably where – and, yeah, I mean, he has fresh legs.
He's definitely – obviously, you've seen his talent when he can produce.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's a little ridiculous that we see in the NFL, you know, he's not abusing anyone, and he's just – really what he's doing is smoking weed, and he's getting suspended for a lot of games and getting kicked out of the league and things like that. But then you got other guys that are beating up people, and they aren't really getting – there's not that many cases that have had people getting kicked out of the league for having domestic abuse or things like that. So I think it's kind of shows a little bit why the NFL is kind of frauded on that side, just suspension wise. Seems like they're not consistent in what they do, but I think he'll probably end up getting reinstated. I think he will, but I don't think he'll be a Hall of Famer, and he'll probably just have a mediocre couple more seasons, and then he'll decide to retire and go smoke some weed somewhere.
Well, didn't the league change their policy on the marijuana?
They did.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know the exact points of it, but yeah, there's something got changed. I think like you get like your first offense, nothing happens or something now or something like that. I'm not sure.
Well, I think with Josh Gordon, I think he's been on drugs ever since high school, right? While playing football.
Yeah.
Do you think Josh Gordon needs to be on any kind of substance while he plays to make him better?
I mean, all right, here's a comparison. Some people, here's a couple of sports where people need to be on substances to be better. One is beer pong. I think most people become a better beer pong player when having alcohol in their system. They just become more natural.
Something happens in their mind and they just flip a switch.
Yeah, or as our one friend says, automatic when it comes to beer pong. And then another is like golf. I mean, like, it seems like when you're on the golf course, sometimes you play better when you have a few drinks in you, I guess. I don't know. But there's a rumor that Josh Gordon would play like all of his games crossed. Like at halftime, he just like
take a couple rippers.
Yeah. Or no, I thought you just start taking like liquor straight up like at halftime.
Wow.
To get his buzz for the second half. At least in like the one season where he like went off with the Browns. I know he was like, there's a lot of that. So I don't know.
And also another thing is you guys probably saw this came out. I think it was either right before the NFL said like marijuana was like allowed to be used or whatever. It was right after that Calvin Johnson, you know, Hall of Fame receiver, talked about after all of his games that he would get a little high or smoke some weed after the games, and he like never got in trouble for it. Obviously, because they didn't test as much back then, but he never got in trouble for it, and he's gonna be a Hall of Famer. So,
yeah, it seems like the NFL kind of picks and chooses which one, which people they want to punish and which ones they don't. It's like goes back to my thing about Roger Goodell and why he is probably the worst commissioner like of all time. He allows, you know, domestic violence, people who do that. He lets them go basically scot-free, and he makes Josh Gordon, who is one of the best wide receivers at the time, you know, he basically ruined his career based off of him smoking marijuana. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a consistency issue. If you're going to punish people for using drugs that are recreational in some states, then you're going to need to come down hard on the players that are found guilty of domestic abuse.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, at the time, it wasn't legal at all in any states.
Okay, David, what's worse? Being a domestic abuser, or
playing devil's advocate here that, yeah, I mean, I obviously don't. I think it's BS. The NFL shouldn't have, you know, suspended him more games than this. They suspend people who abuse their wife.
You would support Roger Goodell.
I don't support Roger Goodell.
You would be best friends.
On this case, I do not support him. It doesn't make any sense. Roger Goodell. You aren't harming anyone. Technically, you'd only be harming yourself, I guess, in a worst-case scenario, which obviously they don't think they are because they're playing better. And obviously another situation when you have domestic abuse and things like that, assault, you're obviously harming other people, battery, things like that. Like Adrian Peterson, what he did to his kids, like that was fucked. So, like, I don't know. But I was just saying, obviously back in, you know, early 2000 – or in the 2010 to, what, 2013 when he was doing that shit, it was not legal. But okay. I do agree.
Okay. Let's move on from sports for a little bit. Let's go to pop culture. MGK has dated – Chantel Jeffries, Summer Rae, and now Megan Fox in 2020. So he is either possibly the funniest guy in the world, one of the richest guys in the world, or he's just really great in the bedroom, or a combination of three. Austin, I know you were the one to kind of write this one down. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, Machine Gun Kelly, or MGK, is a Cleveland-born rapper. About two years ago, got into a rapping beef with Eminem. You know, I think MGK just has that X factor. You know, he's got all three. He's rich, famous musician, really funny. And, you know, being from Cleveland, you just have that special sauce that you know.
Okay.
It's one of those things you just have.
And a special sauce.
Can you expand on what the special sauce is?
Yeah, I kind of want to hear what that's all about. Since, you know, you kind of moved from Cleveland to Tennessee.
Yeah. Do you still have
that sauce in you?
Well, it's born in me. I mean, look at some Cleveland natives like LeBron James, Machine Gun Kelly, Austin Galinas. I mean, it's there. You could just see it.
Putting your name up with LeBron and MGK.
It's pretty bold.
You're an asshole. You really are.
It's pretty bold.
It's my prediction. Just watch out.
What is the sauce, though? What's the special sauce?
You can't describe it. It's just that X factor. You can't put a word on it. You can't put a label on it. It's just there.
Is it intangible?
And when someone got it, you know they did.
Is it kind of like the big bad bully and the big bad wolf?
It is. It's the big bad wolf.
We'll discuss those things later.
Yeah, that'll be a segment for another show. But yeah, I mean, if you're MGK, this has to be, like, screw, like, whatever accomplishments you've had with your music, this might be like the biggest accomplishment you've had in your entire life, just bagging these three girls. Like, and hats off to you.
And it's only halfway through 2020.
Yeah, I know. What is he capable of now?
What does he have left in his little bag? I mean,
yeah, I like, mean, can he go 6 for 6?
He might be like the biggest finesser of all time if he can do that.
Yeah. Now, do you okay think, obviously, as a cheeser, like MGK, like bigger cheeser than me. 100%.
Would you say he would be a role model for choosers?
I don't really know MGK like all that well, but like what he's doing right now, like
okay. But what's a cheeser? Because you guys are both cheesers, and you both apparently have that special sauce. Or
Austin has a special.
Well, you sauce. Have it too because you're from Cleveland. So you and him both have that, and you both are cheesers. Is it a deadly combo?
Cheeser, finesser, or as someone said the other day, I'm a schemer. All synonymous terms. It's just a lifestyle.
Yeah. If you have one, you have the other.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm not sure if you are a cheeser.
Am I comparing? So, Austin's comparing himself to MGK. I mean, I don't know. That's interesting.
Would you compare yourself to MGK, Kyle?
No.
Okay.
I'm better.
Well, here's the thing. When you think about Chantel Jeffries, Summer Rae, Megan Fox, he's broken up with two of them, being Chantel and Summer. How do you think these relationships are ending? Why would you want to end a relationship with Summer Rae?
I don't know, dude. Summer Rae seems crazy, honestly.
That's true.
Is she a TikTok ho?
She seems like she gets around a little bit, so I can see why MGK is like, let's slow it down here.
Yeah, I think there may be a pattern here. Obviously, we'd need some more samples, but Chantel Jeffrey and Summer Rae, both big Instagram models. Looks like he's moving away from that pattern, going with Megan Fox now.
Yeah. But didn't Chantel Jeffries date Justin Bieber?
I'm not sure.
I think she did.
She may have been involved with a NBA star.
I'm looking this up.
I thought she was dating, like,
she dated Travis Diplo. Scott. And Justin Bieber?
I don't know, but okay, here, Austin, here's one for you, because you're an expert on this. Which one, in your opinion, is the best, Jeffries, Rae, or Fox? If you could date one, or, you know, be with one, or do whatever you want with one, which one would it be? And why?
What we need... like two sentences, and then please format an MLA.
Well, you know what?
You could.
I would go with neither. None of them.
You have to pick one. There's also no option. You're picking one.
See, this is a hypothetical, and you know I'm not a fan of hypotheticals.
Okay, this isn't hypothetical. This is just like, just pick one.
We're saying who's hotter?
No. Which one is more dateable?
Yeah, which one's more dateable? Better question.
No, the better question is who's hotter? Who's dateable? I wouldn't want to date any of these.
But who's the most dateable?
I wouldn't want my life to be filmed by the paparazzi. I don't want people in. That's private.
That sounds like a hypothetical itself.
Sounds like what?
It sounds like a hypothetical itself. Like paparazzi?
It's not a hypothetical.
Who do you think you are to get paparazzi? You aren't anybody.
No, but if I were to date one of these, then, you know, they would be around.
Okay, then which one's the hottest? Is that easy?
Well, I need to do some research.
You don't know what they look like.
Awesome. No, I don't follow Instagram models.
Okay, you know who Summer Rae is?
Well, yeah, I know who Summer Rae is.
You've seen a movie with Megan Fox in it, I'm sure.
Yeah, Transformers 1 was a great movie.
Okay. And Chantel Jeffries.
I'm not a fan of Chantel Jeffries. So she ranks at number 3.
She's 3 spot for you? What's your 2 spot?
I don't know. How old is Megan Fox?
35, 34, I believe.
Interesting.
And Summer's like 23 or something like that. See, relative to age, obviously Summer would make the most sense, but...
I mean, also if you're into, like, older women.
I mean, yeah, you could be.
Would you put yourself in that boat, Kyle?
My opinion?
Not necessarily.
I'm going to go Megan Fox, number one.
Okay. I'm gonna agree with you on that. Megan Fox
has the experience. And then, I kind of think Summer Rae's kind of a little hoey, obviously, as we all know that. So I would put her at the three spot and put Jeffries at the two. Jeffries is a little hoey, though, too.
Well, how does that determine attractiveness?
Because
maybe
they can do whatever they want. That still doesn't change how attractive they are.
Well, I'm not attracted to people that are hoey. And the hoeyness of Summer Rae hurts her a lot.
In terms of dateability for you?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go Fox, Summer Rae, Jeffries.
Austin?
I mean, it's tough.
All right, Summer Rae is not going to be number one, probably, so just choose between the others.
Well, actually, I would put Summer Rae number one.
Just because you want to create shit? All right.
No, Chantel Jeffries number two, and Megan Fox number three.
Why?
Interesting.
Why?
Do you like the season, Summer? Is that why you're...
Actually, I prefer the fall, autumn.
Okay.
Autumn.
Obviously, her name isn't spelled like the season either. It has an O. Makes it quite unique.
Okay, so, but give it... Why? Why is she one?
Why? I'd say age. I mean,
so you did it all off age?
I know why Austin has Summer as number one.
Summer's like 23, Chantel's 27, and Megan Fox is 35. That's why.
I'm also an avid gym goer. Summer Rae also enjoys exercising, so yeah, we'd have something in common.
So do all of them, though.
Well, some more than others.
All right, fair.
All right, are we good?
Yeah, let's go to the last topic here in our little pop culture category. As we all know, Outer Banks, pretty solid show on Netflix. John B. and Sarah Cameron are dating in real life. What the fuck?
All right, I'll start because I might be the most excited about this topic. All right, Chase Stokes and Madeline Klein. Those are the two names. All right. I think a perfect couple, like, 100%, like, good for the both of them. But we did look it up before the show, and John B. is 27 in real life.
Yeah, and she's 22.
And Sarah Cameron's 22. So that's kind of, like, weird.
A little sketchy.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a little weird, but it's, like, same time, like, cool. I mean, like, good for them. David, what do you think?
It's too cheesy, but I guess what
you think?
I think it's a little cheesy.
Is it fake?
Yeah, it could be something fake where the media just wants to push it out there and, you know, publicize it and be like, oh, they're dating. So then, you know, next season of that comes back around, people will be more into it. But I think people would already be more into it anyways. But I guess a lot of people too were pushing for them to kind of date or be together from what I saw. Trying to think who would be better.
What if in the new season Sarah Cameron cheats with Topper and then starts dating Topper in real life?
Is there going to be a new season?
Yeah, I think they already like have season two, like it's like a signed deal or whatever. It's gonna happen. They haven't started like filming it yet, but that's what's gonna happen.
Season two. Well, it got shut down a little bit because of COVID, so
yeah,
they don't think it'll be out till around later in 2021, so it's going to be a while.
I mean, it'll probably just be like, it'll probably be a year from now when it comes out, honestly.
I think that's dangerous. If they are shooting another season and they're dating John B., Sarah Cameron, I mean, anything could go bad.
Yeah,
they
but there's
a nasty breakup between now and then, and they'd still have to perform on season two, but
it's business.
Maybe that will just be attributed to their acting capabilities.
Yeah, it's business, you know. Unfortunately, you got to get stuff done, even if you don't like it. Because I know I've seen, and I can't remember it. I saw this somewhere recently. There's a show coming out, and there's a couple in there, and the I forget who it was. I'm blanking on it, but the woman that was on there did not like making out with her husband on the show. And she had to do it, you know, almost every episode. And she did not like doing that. So, you know, but she ended up doing it. And, you know, it just shows to their character and their acting ability.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be kind of weird if, like, they broke up in real life and then they had to, like, you know, like, have to, like, make out on the show and do some more, like, fake sex scenes or whatever. But, I mean,
would make things right awkward.
Now, yeah, definitely make things awkward. But, like, right now it's, like, kind of cool because we all, as fans of the show, wanted to, like, see them together by the end of the show. And now they're, like, together in real life. So it's kind of a cool thing, honestly.
Did the fans make it happen, do you think?
Maybe. I mean,
were they pressured into it?
Maybe. Maybe they thought it'd be like,
I think they have
juicy for the next season.
Yeah.
All right, we good? We good on this topic, boys?
Yeah, let's roll on.
All right. So, next topic or next segment is going to be personal updates like we did last week. First little segment we're going to talk about is top five things to combat a hangover.
Does this mean like the morning after, or does this mean like,
yeah, like when you wake up, you're like, oh crap, I feel like shit. Okay. What should I do?
Okay. Austin?
Austin, you want to start, or do you want me to start?
You can go first, Kyle.
Okay. I said number five, Dunkin' Donuts. You know, get an iced coffee from there, or, you know, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on a bagel, A1, would recommend. Number four, I said Advil. That usually does the trick. I don't know if you take it, like, right when you wake up, but, like, if you have, like, a bad headache, like, you usually take it. Number three, we have my personal favorite, like, hungover food. McDonald's, 10-piece nugget, large fry. Does the trick every time. Number two is water. Usually I like to have like a bottle of water like right when I wake up and kind of down that whole thing. That usually makes me feel better. And the number one spot to combat a hangover is to just start drinking more alcohol. I mean, you can't really have a hangover if you just keep on drinking.
So you'd rather put water ahead of McDanks?
Yeah, I mean like, if you're just, like, waking up to begin with, you aren't, like, going straight to McDonald's.
But when you go to McDanks, you probably get a water anyways.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of true. Like, McDonald's water is pretty good.
Yeah, so maybe it's a dual combo and you throw someone else.
I guess it's, like, a 2A, 2B, 2B kind of thing. But, like right when you wake up, you want, like, water because if you have, like, you know, like, a dry mouth or something.
That's fair.
Usually gets the job done.
Would you say you were at, what was number five for you?
Five was Dunkin' Donuts. Just kind of like anything from there, but I like a bacon, egg, and cheese, and then like a iced coffee.
I'm not sure how the iced coffee would sit in my stomach, but I guess it works for you.
Yeah, it does. So,
it's pretty solid.
David, you go next.
Nah, I want to hear Austin's before I go.
All right, let's hear Austin's.
Well, I think coming in at number five.
Wait, let's preface this. Theoretically, if Austin were to ever have a hangover, not that he ever has, but
correct.
Theoretically,
this is all from suspicion and advice that I've heard from others.
Yes.
Okay, buddy. All right.
So number five, something we've all had: Garden Commons Dining Hall Buffet Breakfast.
Ew, that's gross.
That's gross.
Why would you ever? On the weekends when they serve pancakes and French toast,
dude, their pancakes might be the driest things of all time. Like, hey, those are, you know, those what? Are so gross.
You know what? It was good.
What?
I enjoyed it. You could have eggs cooked to order.
That was
amazing. What else could you ask for?
No, you could have them in garden too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What else could you ask for? Literally anything
that's all
else.
You need.
Well, that's your number five need. Spot, so you obviously could ask for something else.
Well, true. And with that something else, I've got a little three-peat here, number four, number three, and number two. These all go together, of course. You could have them separately if you wanted to, but I'll list them out real quick. Broccoli, rice, and chicken. Obviously, a food list from me without these three is just useless.
Hold up.
You aren't making chicken, rice, or broccoli when you wake up.
You don't have it when you wake up. That's like your dinner. You don't. It's stuff when you wake up.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try it out next year.
Maybe. I mean,
I'll have dinner for dinner.
No, that'll just be your dinner from the day before. So like you'll start off your day with you, because you're eat to for all the listeners, Austin's eating schedule is screwed up. That he eats his dinner like sometimes at like 11 to midnight. Like
no, he eats it like weird. At 1 a.m.
Yeah, okay. It'll be like in that time frame. So maybe he'll just postpone dinner to the,
yeah, like, he'll
the
have, like,
day after.
No, he'll have like
no, then I would have no, to have
no, the issue is though that his breakfast, like when school comes around, is not gonna be as late as it was because he'll actually have to get up.
Yeah.
So
what makes me think I don't get up?
You were having breakfast like at noon. When...
That's on the weekends. That's acceptable. Trying no, to get my rest.
Lazy.
During the whole like COVID, when we went home from school, you told me some days you would get up at like 12.
Well, you know what, David?
David, you get up at like 3. So
yeah,
you
but I don't have. I don't eat dinner at 2 a.m. I eat it at like 7 when it's made or when I go
David,
out and get it.
That's when I have my second dinner. Okay.
Right. Whatever.
Listen,
just like
I've been waking up at 9 a.m. Okay.
All
it's
right.
Not 12.
I'm happy for you. You're good. You're improving.
Thank you. Yes. How are you doing on that front?
I'm doing pretty well, actually. I have to work most mornings at 8 or 9, so.
That's good. Good. Yeah. Early bird gets the worm. All right. So
yeah.
It's your number
we
one.
Got those three out of the way.
All right.
Number one, water, obviously.
Okay. The classic.
Is there like a reason behind why it's one or?
It's the best.
What about like a like? I know you like to do that. You like to do this a little bit last year. What about like maybe a leftover Jimmy John's?
Ooh, like Dobies? Did you ever have a Dobies?
Let me just stop you right there.
Well, I guess you probably don't. It's not
because
left.
That was unbelievable what you just said. Leftovers? David, I'm not a quitter.
Ooh.
I do not leave leftovers.
I believe you have, actually.
That is false.
Maybe not from Jimmy John's, but I feel like from Dobies before, I've been over and there have been a little bit of Dobies left.
Yeah, you want to hear something, David? I have never ordered a thing from Dobies.
In your life?
In my life.
Dude, you're a weirdo.
I feel like that's cap.
That is 100% true.
I think it's actually true.
Maybe
but it's just
you never
so
ordered, but did Sean ever order something for you?
No. He's ordered for himself, but even if he offered to order for me, Sean, I would appreciate
okay,
it.
Maybe
but
you've never.
I would have to respectfully decline.
Maybe you've never ordered, but I think you have tried.
I have not tried. I have not taken a bite
anything,
of Dobies.
No,
have
anything,
you ever? Not, have
not,
you ever gotten food?
No, I'm not.
Like
just
after
the
bugs or not?
Not just the calzones. I feel like you've had like a fry for me when you've been drunk or when you've been out
no.
before.
No.
Have you ever gotten like food after the bars, Austin?
Yeah,
no?
He goes to Jimmy John's.
I've gotten Jimmy John's.
He loves Jimmy John's.
Their okay. Italian nightclub is very good.
He also
the person behind the counter said that had the most protein for the least price.
I think you also went to Skips.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you chowed on Skips.
He's got food from there.
Skippers is an occasional treat.
Or how about like a little leftover Cane's action?
Ooh. Don't
Cane's
get Austin started
is
on
unbelievable.
Canes.
Oh my goodness.
But obviously you wouldn't leave
can leftovers. We, can we go into the OSU Cane story or just like do we want to go into that or no? Or
let's,
is that a story for another time?
Let's bring it back. We got we all gotta
all right. That'll be a segment for another show.
I want to get to my list.
All right,
so now we're done with Austin's shit show list.
yeah, that was seriously terrible.
Yeah, so my list. All right, so there are a lot of things I had to, you know, think about for this list, but top five things to combat a hangover. All right, so coming in at number five, for me at least, would be get up out of bed. I stand up, I'm like, fuck, my head hurts. I walk into the bathroom, I go over the toilet, I put two fingers in my mouth, and I pull trig, as some people know, and throw up and get all that shit out of there that I didn't get out the night before.
Dude, you forgot pulling out your phone and recording.
Oh, my bad, yes.
Yeah.
So first I would actually, you're right, so go to the bathroom, get my phone out if I can even function it, get on Snapchat usually, do a little recording of me doing what I just said. So that's at number five, obviously, to get it out. I think that's kind of self-explanatory to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Which is kind of messed up because I'm throwing up some stuff I probably ate the night before to help me out. But anyways, that's number five. Number four.
Electric.
Yes. Number four, I would say, is either a toss-up between – actually, no. We're just going to go with McDonald's, obviously.
Let's go.
McDonald's, anything from there is pretty, you know, slaps and is amazing. So that's the number four. And Kyle and I are probably, I don't want to do this, but I know it's going to happen.
No, it, yeah, it's 100%.
Probably almost every weekend on a Friday morning, Saturday morning, or Sunday morning. Yeah. Maybe even twice a weekend.
No, that's not good.
Well, it probably happened one time or a couple times.
Yeah.
We're going to go to McDonald's and get food and bring it back and probably eat and then start drinking after that. All right. So going to my next one, like Kyle said, number three, I'm going to go with just starting to drink again and don't really remember or don't even think about that you're hungover. Just keep on drinking. And then once you have three or four down, it'll kind of, you know, breeze through your head that you're fine. So that's pretty solid there. Number two would be probably just to start, like Kyle knows this and Austin knows a little of it, kind of like just start like rocking back and forth in my bed. It kind of comforts me down a little bit, but that's like kind of a personal preference. No one else would probably do that. Maybe you don't know.
So that's for anyone who
No, time out.
So for anyone who's very confused about what David just said,
let me explain.
There might be a sneak peek of it on the Instagram story later this week.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
So maybe there will be, maybe there won't be, depending on if David wants to take it down or not. So
okay, and that Instagram story can be found at instagram.com/theweekendhangover.
I don't think that's an actual link, but
it is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So next, so that was number two. Number one is just like, don't get up. Just like go back to sleep. And then you sleep till like 5 p.m. And then you wake up and you're chilling. And then you go out and have dinner like I did. I know that this happened sophomore year for me. Felt like crap. Woke up. Went back to bed.
Play some 2K?
Woke up like, yeah, play some 2K. Actually, that, oh, hold up. No, that wouldn't work because I would, no, that would hurt my head. But go back
to sleep. Yeah, because it would hurt your head because you'd be down by 20 to me in the first quarter.
No. Go back to bed and then just wake up and have dinner with Austin's family. Like, they were so nice to me and let me join them last year. Sophomore year, actually.
Anytime.
Yeah, if Papa Works is listening to this, thank you for that dinner. It was much appreciated.
Papa Works?
Oh, wow. I screwed up. Papa G?
Oh, yeah. By the way, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
So that's I think that's about it. If you guys have anything else to say.
I think if we're going to power rank our power rankings, I'm number one, David's number two, Austin's number three, because Austin's was just literally his dinner menu.
Well, you know, we can agree to disagree. It's fine.
True. I mean, yeah, Austin's probably last. I might switch mine with Kyle's because I thought it was a little funny. And
I mean,
kind of facts.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, it is what you do.
So it's a personal preference, obviously. All right, well, let's move on to our last thing here. It's kind of Kyle's little thing he said, but security deposits are so fucking stupid in college. Kyle, elaborate for us.
All right, so we, like, in college, or even if you sign on anywhere, you have to, like, put down a security deposit of however much it was. I think ours for our house this past year was $500. Yep. Yeah.
This year it's $666.
Yeah, something like that. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right, anyways. Ours, yeah, we paid $500 each person for a security deposit, and that's just for anyone who doesn't know, if you damage the house, they're going to take it out of that amount, so they have some kind of insurance for it, basically. Anyways, so we got so the landlord, Austin and I, lived in the same house this past year, and we got a bill from the landlord saying how much they took out of our security deposit, and it was about $110 per person, and like some of the stuff was like reasonable, like there was a hole in Austin's door. Again, story time for another episode. We'll definitely talk about that. Let's see here. What else was that? I think, Austin, what else was in the thing?
That was reasonable?
Hold on, I'm looking at it right now. All right, we'll just read some charges. Priority mail from our one friend. That's whatever. That's fine. Water transfer fee. I don't know what that is, but it said it was in the lease, whatever. All right. Estimated cost to replace freezer door dented by tenants. That just never happened. Like that.
Yes.
And it's like $265. Like
maybe that just like never someone happened. Knew, like came over and just like nailed it.
No, like we like looked, there was no dent.
Maybe maybe it was on like the back of it, or I don't know. Maybe inside of it.
I don't know. It could have been from the inside, I guess, but I don't think so, though.
I don't think so. I think they believe we dented the outside of the fridge, which did not happen.
Yeah, they're just straight up capping on that one.
Interesting.
Service call to reinstall screen upstairs and closet. I think that was, they were capping on that one too. So here's a backstory. When we moved into our house, there were no screens, like in any of the windows for some reason, and all the screens were in the basement, like on the wall, just sitting there. And so they charge us $90 to replace the missing screens. Those screens are just in the basement. So they're trying to charge us.
Did you tell them that?
Yeah, we put in an email. But like,
you're like, yeah, they were never in there when we moved in. We were too lazy to put them in. They're in the basement.
We like literally have photo evidence. So they better take that off at least. That was
another comment to make about install a screen is $27.
Yeah,
that's... you can pop in a screen yourself for free.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have companies working for your business.
Yeah,
I don't know. Didn't really have to deal with that as much, obviously, because I was in an apartment. But
You were in your apartment.
Well, we still had to deposit, and
yeah,
but not as much was. I mean, really damaged too many things.
Well, there was nothing. Well, there was stuff damaged in the house, but we won't talk about that.
I remember when I actually moved in. There was no curtain for the shower door.
Yeah.
So I never said anything about that. My whole bathroom was kind of messed up, but I haven't got charged with anything. But I guess also my lease technically isn't up yet. So.
Yeah, that's understandable. Then we have all right. Here's another thing. If you lose your key, like, it's $30. Like, Austin, you are an idiot for losing your key. Like, you're just stupid.
But, I admit, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you lost both your keys. Is that correct?
They were on the same keychain, so if you lose one, you do, in fact, lose both.
Well, two-for-one combo there. It's tough.
Just for everyone's perspective, I didn't lose either key at any point. So, it just speaks to Austin's character that he would lose a key
next year. By the way, I looked at $50 if you lose one.
Oh, that's good.
A little more incentive there for Austin not
to. Hey, I've learned my lesson. $30 is more than enough.
Yep, that's like 3 weeks of chicken, rice, and broccoli for you, dude.
Yeah.
All right. $30 for replacing a key, and that's just
you could probably go replace it yourself.
Yeah, for like $5, honestly.
But what's your main reason for, well, you can finish up here, but what's your main reason for why it sucks? You can say your last thing and then go ahead. But
I was just saying our last thing was we just threw a bunch of trash in the basement and just never cleaned it up. So we got charged for that.
Oh, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So I just stupid because like, especially in college, like they can just charge you whatever. And then we have to go through the pain of like sending pictures and like trying to prove that we didn't like damage stuff.
Yeah, I can see it's kind of annoying.
So
when they do that, I know this is even in for the dorms. My freshman year, they try to charge me like $50 for like not sweeping their room, even though I know my parents and I like dusted it down and stuff like that. And we had like my dad actually took pictures and we sent it to them and it got wiped off. So. Yeah, it's annoying, but it's part of the process. And I guess, you got only one more year to deal with that shit.
Yeah, it's just a money grab.
I mean, yeah, they can go tic-tac and do whatever the hell they want, but it's unfortunate. But it also maybe makes you think once you're out of college, don't mess shit up or else you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, I guess. But still, like, like something like $90 to replace screens when they most likely knew that they were in the basement. Like, that's just like fraudulent stuff.
Called laziness.
Yeah, laziness or just like trying to finesse us. And here's a rule: you cannot finesse a finesser
or
a
cheeser.
Cheeser, schemer.
Synonymous.
Synonymous, yeah. We should have like a segment like cheese moment of the week.
Hmm. Yeah, we could do that.
All right, that's also coming on another show. This show is just thinking of segments about other
shows. It was a preview. Preview yeah. of future shows.
Yeah. It's we're a show and a preview.
I think this show's about to wrap up here.
Yeah, I think so. Who wants to do the outro? Anybody?
I think David can handle it.
Take it.
All right. There it goes. Episode 1, The Weekend Hangover. It's done. We'll see you next Monday.